Right now, though, we want to keep with green ideas and with young people, because we are crossing to Davos in Switzerland to chat to somebody you would have heard referenced on the show last week. Her name is Ayaka Melitafa. She is a young climate activist from Eerste River. And last week, we chatted to one of her friends and colleagues, Natalie, about their coming trip to Davos. You may recall the story that Ayaka has been making great strides as an activist within the environmental sector here in South Africa. So much so that she's been hand-picked by Swedish environmentalist Greta Thunberg to come to Davos and be part of a youth forum that is gathering there alongside the world leaders and captains of industry, etc. Ayaka's with me on the line now via Skype, and I hope our connection is going to hold up to allow us to chat for a few minutes. Ayaka, welcome to Cape Talk. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you guys?
I'm very well, thanks. How are things in Davos?
Cold. Very, very cold.
Ayaka, tell us a little bit about what you've experienced so far, because I know you've only been there a day or two. Can you sketch for us what you've been exposed to in Davos?
I've been exposed to very big, important people in Davos. I've been seeing a lot of ministers and people like that in the forum, so it really gives me hope that here we can implement change and we can bring more change back to South Africa, or more globally Africa, so that we can implement all that we need and hold people accountable for what they're not doing. So it's been very inspiring to be here in Davos.
Ayaka, a lot of people might take a bit of a jaundiced view and say it's great that young people are being invited to the table this year and included in the discussion, but how seriously are world leaders and captains of industry going to take them? What's your feeling about how you are being received by the other people in Davos?
To be honest, I feel like I haven't been received fully yet. They might be listening to us, but what they have to listen and actually take action. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to actually try and make them mobilize what their promises are and not just give us empty promises as kids. We know what we want, and then we know what we came here to do. So it's very important that the world leaders take us seriously and implement all what that we're asking from them, and not just acknowledge what we're saying, acknowledge what we're doing, but also try to help us improve the state of our nations.
What's some of the key messaging that you are putting across when you say that we want them to listen and act on what we're asking for? What are you calling for?
I'm calling for climate action. I'm calling for billionaires that are all over the World Economic Forum and all big CEO companies to actually please stop undermining democracy by actually using tax havens to dodge actually paying taxes, because those taxes could be helping Africa as the continent mobilize for more renewable energy, and also help us in terms of inequality and also unemployment. So we're really asking them to be holding them accountable for what they're not doing, but we're also expecting them to help us fund projects and very innovative solutions from South Africa, because we're trying to move forward as a renewable country and society. Since we're very reliant on coal, so we're trying to end the coal industry in South Africa. We're trying to move forward into more renewable energy.
And Greta herself, how much interaction have you had with her so far, Greta Thunberg?
I've not had much interaction with her. I only watched her on a panel discussion that she had. I have not had time to actually speak to her one-on-one.
Okay. Of all the panels you've attended and speakers you've heard so far, who's made the biggest impact on you, Ayaka?
It's actually hard to say. A lot of people have a lot of interesting things to say. They have a lot of different angles to use in terms of actually speaking about this. So that's actually very tricky, because I've taken a lot from a lot of people. So I don't really know who's made the most powerful impact yet.
And of course, you've still got several days there. What does your diary look like for the next couple of days? Ayaka, are you going to be speaking on panels?
Yeah, I'll be speaking on some panels. It's looking very hectic, because in between panels there'll be interviews from different countries, even in South Africa. So it's going to be a very hectic, but I'm prepared for this, because this is what I came here to do after all.
Ayaka Melitafa, thanks so much for chatting to us. Only 17 years old, representing South Africa in Davos as one of the youth climate change activists invited to be part of the discussions this year. Keep warm. I was glad to see you on TV the other night, wrapped up in a nice coat and scarf, and I hope you're able to enjoy the time in Davos. And we'll chat to you again later in the week for some more feedback on who you've listened to, what you've heard, what you've been putting across yourself in those panels. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Ayaka Melitafa on the line there from Davos, Switzerland.